Okay, Free Lele here. This one's called Half Breed, written the 11th of February 2003. Being a mixed race female in Britain, all I heard was, "You red, mixed race, whitewash, coconut, go black home." Well, it's nothing new. I've heard it all before, like in the 70s. Racism's still at the forefront of controversy. Ethnic cleansing to religious defending. I'm just trying to blend in, half white, but my post-traumatic senses shows me how the black man feels. Half black, but my instinct knows how the white man sees me. Half my life in a white environment and the other half in a black and multicultural environment. Constantly asked, what do you feel, more black or more white? Such a stupid yet vital question. Reflecting thoughts of young and confused. No knowledge of black people and no sense of being black. Racist chants and physical scars let me know I was different and not white. A coconut, oblivious reality. It kicked in teenage years. Ignorant and proud to be different. Proud to be black and yet still lost. Angry and rebellious, I confronted the negative arrogance of the white man. Questioned and teased by the black man. Beyond the lost worlds of what I am. I'm black, white or mixed. Messages and thoughts stirred my soul. As my third eye opened, I started to see everything and all exists by sharing and cooperation. A mixed amalgamation of life as we know it. Eyes share with this poem as your brain evokes emotions and feelings that waters a seed that feeds your soul. I am what I am. I am who I am. Happy, contented and proud. And I wouldn't want it to be any other way. I'm a 30-year-old mixed race female, a single parent to my son, 10 and a half years old. I'm just an energy residing in this body to learn and to grow. Finding me was hard, yet a wonderful discovery. And before I go, I'm exposing superpowers and governments to dictate how we must live our life. Love is the most powerful word and feelings of energy. As garnished particles revitalize your soul, essence of existence, is this precise moment that you're consciously aware you're alive and a-living. In a pool of ripple effects, feeling and spreading love to our unborn great-great-grandchildren, 2093. 70 years from now, medical and technological advancements of clones experienced in World War IV, second coming of sarcasm, along the lines of subliminal, evil, witches and devils going crazy. Time's a concept, almost ran out. Love yourself and those that feel and receive the energy. Pray for the deceiving, Rothschilds and Rockefellers, a spiritual pedigree of the controlling minority. Now back to me. I'm just Melanie, trying to be free from a society that's trying to keep an eye on me. No different to you or anybody. Colour is apparent. And insignificant. Racist dynamics of spiritual elements in DNA is the objective and the key. Unlock the puzzle and set yourself free. Hippie talking, Shakespearean Bible bashing, 60s throwback. God is real. Real is love. Love is life. Life is sharing. Sharing is words of peace and harmony. Being a mixed race female in Britain is like being me, like you're being you. You just are, as it just be. In the centre of a maze of life, this poem just stops, as it just be. Free Lele.